In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I testify.
奉主耶稣圣名做见证。
So I really thank God for the opportunity to be here today so that I can testify for him and share his grace, love, and mercy.
感谢神赐给我这个机会，让我能够在此做见证，来见证神对我的恩惠与慈爱。
And I really pray that the words I speak will be edifying and give glory to my Father in heaven.
我向神祈求，愿我今天的见证能够对能够造就弟兄姐妹，也能够荣耀神的名。
So I think it's pretty interesting how I ended up standing in front of everybody today.
今天我能够站在这里与大家一同做见证的过程，相当的有神特别的安排。
And that's because following this year's summer events, there was one night when I was listening to someone else's testimony on the USGA website.
因为在暑假结束之后呢，我有一天晚上在听美种的网路见证。
And afterwards, I knelt down to pray, and I was thinking and praying that, God, if you will give me the opportunity, then I will testify for you.
然后在听完见证之后的祷告，我对神说：“主啊，你若给我机会，我愿意为您做见证。”
But what I was thinking in my mind was somewhere farther down the line, you know, 6 months, a year or two.
然后当时候我想，可能是在半年或是一年，是两年之后才会为主做见证。
But when I woke up the next day, in my inbox was an email from Andy.
但是当我隔天起床之后，我发现我的电子邮箱里面有来自 Andy 弟兄的邮件。
So I was, you know, I told God, "Hey, you're the boss, so whatever you say."
然后 Andy 弟兄邀请我做见证，我对神说：“主，你就是神，你要我做见证，我就做见证。”
So in retrospect, I think I can really see God's guidance throughout every stage in my life.
所以从当我回顾我的生命的时候，我发现神在我人生的每一步都不断的在带领我。
But maybe not necessarily in the big ways that a lot of us might expect.
或许不是大家所期盼的神迹奇事。
And the period of my life that I'd like to focus on with the time that we have here today is my 4 years in college.
今天我所要做主要分享的是我在大学四年当中神对于我的带领。
I went into college as a biochemistry major.
然后我入大学的时候是进入大学的生化系。
And that's because I originally thought that I wanted to be a doctor.
我进入生化系的原因是因为我想要成为一位医生。
But after my first semester, I decided no, that wasn't going to happen.
但是在大学的第一个学期过去之后，我觉得我并不想要从医的这条路。
So I needed to change majors, and at the time I happened to be taking a one-unit class.
然后那时候当我在思考我要转系的时候，我刚好修了一堂座谈会的课程。
And one week there was a guest speaker who came to talk to us, and he was a professor from the chemical engineering department.
在一次座谈会当中来了一个讲员，他是化工系的教授。
And what he came in and told us was basically that you should switch to chemical engineering because chemical engineers can do anything.
然后这位化工系教授的信息就是说，你应该转系到化工系，因为来到化工系，你的将来可以做任何的事。
So I was like, that's what I'm talking about.
然后那心里想说，那正是我想要做的事。
So I didn't really hesitate. Even though I didn't have a plan or anything, I switched over without really thinking about it.
虽然当时候我对人生还尚未有任何的规划，但是我就毅然决然就转到化工系。
And even though at the time I felt like I was just doing my own thing, but looking back, I can see that this is just one example of God's hand leading me.
虽然我当时候不觉得，只觉得自己在做自己想做的事。但是当我回过头看的时候，才明白说，其实神的手却是引领着我的人生道路。
And then following that year, in my sophomore year, I decided that I should get a research position.
在我大二那一年，我开始思想，我想要做一个研究助理的工作。
Because I wanted some experience and I wanted to start building my resume, so I started looking around.
因为我想要透过从事研究的工作来增加我个人的资历经验，可以有助于我将来的求职。
And so I emailed a few different professors, but I was either rejected by the ones I contacted, or none of them replied to me.
我写信给几位西上的教授，但是有一位拒绝了我，其他的教授却没有回信。
But as it happened, while I was looking, while this was going on, I received an email from the advisor at the time.
但是就在我在寻求研究助理工作的同时，我突然收到了我的指导教授的一封信。
And the email was saying that there is this professor who was looking for undergraduate help.
然后他信里面提到说，有一位教授在寻找大学的攻读生。
So I figured it couldn't hurt, and I sent him an email, and he replied not long afterwards, inviting me to interview with him.
然后我想那就试试看吧，那我就与这位教授联络。不久之后，这位教授就对我面谈，然后也又录取我成为他的研究助理。
And so I walked into his office, a little bit nervous, and then I walked out 15 minutes later with a paid position where I would be working at the next 3 years.
然后那时候在我面试的时候非常的紧张，可是在面试15分钟之后呢，他就给了我将来三年的一份工作，然后这份工作也帮助我拿到今天的工作。
Yes.
Yeah, over translate. Yeah,
but
sorry.
It's true. actually, the job, the position that I had with that professor played a big part in me getting the job that I work at now. So thank God.
因为当时候的研究那份研究助理的工作对于我今天的工作有相当的注意，所以也因为透过那一份的研究助理的工作，让我能够得到今天的工作。
And overall, looking back like this, I can really see that God was guiding me, and everything was very, very smooth in this side of things.
所以当我在回顾我自己的学业与事业的时候，我看出神不断的带领我，让我在这方面相当的顺利。
But the thing is that even though I was thankful for the material and academic blessings that God was giving me, but most of the thank yous that I prayed to God were just lip service.
所以在表面上，我在学业以及事业上相当的成功，我也不断的因此向神感谢，但是我对神的感谢却只是言语上面的感谢。
And because academics have always been, have not been too hard for me, so my first 2 or 3 years of college, I had a lot of free time.
因为我所学习的课业对我而言并不是非常的困难，所以我在大学前三年有许多的休闲时间。
And instead of using the time that God had given me to seek after Him, I sought after the world and the pleasures that it could give me.
然后，但是我在休闲，我却没有善用我的休闲时间来寻求神，反倒用这休闲时间来寻找这世界上面的娱乐。
And so it was during sophomore year when I really started to become addicted to the internet and media, particularly Japanese media.
所以就在我大二那一年，我网路成瘾，然后甚至成为了哈日族。
So I spent a lot of time surfing the internet on the computer and getting involved with different kinds of online communities.
然后当在那段时间，我会花许多的时间沉迷于网络，在不同的社交团体进出。
And I wasted a lot of money and time on different kinds of games.
我甚至花了许多的金钱与时间来玩网络的游戏。
And all the while this was happening, I was also struggling with my lust, and that was something that had been a problem in my faith for a long time.
在此同时，我也为自己心中的私欲，不断的挣扎。这份私欲也成为我与神之间关系的一个很大的挑战。
And so all of these problems, combined with my preoccupation with the world and what it could give me, really dragged my spirituality to the lowest point I would say it's ever been in my entire life.
因为当时我的心思整天所在乎的就是这个我可以在这个世界上面得到多大的娱乐与享受，所以这份追求世界上的享受使我没有办法去真正的在信仰上面来亲近神。
And so I would sleep extremely late. I would often skip class. And at the time I was really trying to fill a hole in my heart that was only growing bigger.
然后在那段期间里面，我每天熬夜很晚才睡觉，早上爬不起来，翘课。然后我感受到说我心里面有一个空洞，然后那个洞是不随着时间不断的扩大。
And what I ended up settling for, was what I mentioned earlier, Japanese media.
正如同我刚之前所说的，我当时候是个哈日族。
And so that would be.Manga and anime and music, novels, communities, games, and even the language itself.
然后那时候我非常沉迷于日本的动画、漫画、卡通，然后他们的音乐，甚至对日文也有强烈的学习欲。
And I really immersed myself in it. And even though, while I was indulging myself in these things, I might have felt some sort of satisfaction or fulfillment.Whenever I took a step back to look at myself, I could see that I was emptier than ever.
然后当我自己沉迷于网络以及那个哈日的境界里面的时候，我的心里面并没有因此得到满足。当我回过头来，我觉得我自己变得更加的空虚。
And even though at the time I knew, there was some part of my heart that knew that the answer is in Jesus Christ, but I wasn't willing to accept that.So I continued in what I was doing.
虽然面对自己空虚的心灵，我知道耶稣是唯一的解答，但是我却不愿意正视这个问题，不愿意接受主耶稣，所以我还是继续沉溺在网络以及日剧的日本文化的享受当中。
And so that continued all throughout sophomore year. But when summer came around, God knew that it was time to pull me back.
然后，所以我大二就在电子网络以及在哈日的过程当中度过了。但暑假来临的时候，神决定要将我从世界上面的娱乐里面给拉出来。
And at that point, I had all but given up on my faith, and it was very difficult for me to want to come back.
在那个时候，我几乎已经放弃了我的信仰，要我在信仰上面回头是非常困难的。
But God's invitation came in the form of a calling to serve as a counselor for that year's music camp.
但是神却透过弟兄姐妹邀请我帮忙音乐营的辅导员工作，来将我拉回到神的国度里。
So I struggled a lot internally on whether or not I should go because.I knew that I was unqualified and unworthy.
当我收到邀请的时候，我心里相当的挣扎，因为我知道我自己不配。然后，但是
，But I also believed that God wouldn't have called me without reason, and maybe something would change if only I was willing to take a chance.
但是我也知道说神不会平白无故的邀请我来做他的圣工，所以。或许这是神给我一个改变的机会。
So I decided to go.
所以我就决定要参加音乐营。
And the night before music camp began, I actually had the chance to catch up with a friend, a good spiritual friend who I hadn't seen in a while.
就在音乐营开始的前一天晚上，我有机会与一位长久没见面的属灵的朋友一起聊天。
And so I really vented to him. I told him my pain and my frustrations.And my disappointments and how empty I was feeling.
所以我就对我这位属灵朋友来倾吐我内心所有的空虚、痛苦的那一份感受。
And I told him that I felt that I had tried to seek God in the past, but it wasn't working out for me.
我跟他说，我试着想要寻求神，但是不论我如何寻求神，似乎都找不到神。
But at the end of my rant, he.More or less told me to just try again.
但是就在我胡言乱语之际，他却不断的鼓励我说：“你再试试看吧。”
He said, try again and see what happens.
你就再试一次服侍神，看看神会如何带领你。
And even though it was hard for me to accept, I think that through his words, God really planted a seed of hope in my heart.
然后虽然我心里当时候不是非常愿意，但是透过朋友的鼓励的话语，在我心里种下了希望的种子。
And so I told myself that if I wanted to try this, then I would put my heart into it.
所以我对自己说，如果今天我要当辅导员来侍奉神，那我就要用心去做。
So I really tried to put my heart into seeking after God and repenting, and he began to rebuild me from the ground up.
所以我就用心的向神悔改，寻求神，那神也重新的在建立起我的信心。
And then that summer, I experienced an incredible NYTS.
在那一年那个同年的暑假，我也经历了一个非常非常好的青年神训班。
And so I resolved that I would continue to seek God when I went back home.
所以当神训班结束的时候，我立志要继续寻求神。
The only thing was that during that NYTS, God was telling me that there were things I had to let go of.
然后在那次神训班的时候，神对我说，你必须要割舍一些事。
And that was my media addiction.
那也就是我对网络以及媒体的沉迷。
But that year, I made a lot of excuses to myself.
但是就在那一年，我不断的帮自己找借口。
And I told myself that I would be able to limit it or control it.
我告诉自己说，我会少上网，或者是我会有节制的上网。
And eventually, it would go away by itself.
但是通常都是失控状态。
But I was wrong.
因为我错了。
And that led to my junior year not seeing a lot of growth in my spirituality.
也因此在我大三那年，我的灵性成长上面处于停滞状态。
And so before long, it was time to sign up for summer events again. And this year, it was time for PMVP.
然后就在大三结束之前，我要开始报名参加教会的暑期活动。那次我要报名参加的是暑期志工班。
And I told my mom about my plans to attend.
我对我妈妈说，我想要参加志工班。
But my parents at the time had been hoping that I would be working at an internship or something like that.
但是我父母当时候对我期望是希望我能够进入产业界里面有一个实习的工作。
But I told her that I really wanted to go.
但是我对我母亲说，我真的很想参加教会的活动。
And she said, "Why? You go every year and you come back the same."
我妈妈问我说，为什么呢？你每年暑假都去参加教会的活动，回来之后还不是都一样，没改变。
And so when she said that, my heart kind of caught in my throat, and I just couldn't say anything back to her.
当我妈妈这样对我说的时候，我哑口无言。
And because I knew it was mostly true.
因为我知道妈妈说的是实话。
But I also knew that I had to go. I felt like I had to be there because that was the place where I had found God most in the past.
但是我也告诉自己说我一定要去，因为通常我就是在参加教会的活动的时候才能够找到神。
And so that was actually last year, about 1 year ago. And so in this past year, he gave me three big pushes.Forward in my faith.
那也就是从去年，这是去年发生的事情。从去年到今年，神从三个不同的角度给我推了，三次用力的推了我，让我能够在属灵上有成长。
And so the first one was during last year's PMVP.
首先就是在去年的志工班。
And when I was there, I spent a lot of time praying and asking God why I had not been able to make very much progress.
然后在那一次志工班，我不断的向神祷告，询问神说：“神啊，为什么我的灵性没有成长？”
And God revealed to me that I was just like the Israelites.
神让我明白说，我就好像是那以色列人。
Who had cried for deliverance from Egypt, but they had no faith to step out of the wilderness and cross the Jordan River to take the land God had promised them.
我就是那不断的向神呼求，希望能够脱离埃及人，脱离埃及，然后却没有勇气走进神所应许的迦南地。
And the result was judgment and 40 years of wandering in the wilderness.
因为自己的小信，所以以色列人的小信让他们被神惩罚，在旷野漂流四十年。
And it was 40 years of training.
也就是四十年的训练。
And in the same way, because I had been unwilling to give up the things that drew me away from God.
同样的，因为我不愿意割舍让我远离神的那些媒体。
And I saw these things as a part of me and a part of my identity.
因为我把我所这些媒体视作于我个人的一部分。
And I was clinging to the things that I knew and the easy road that I had always walked.
然后我只坚持要走我过去认为简单的道路。
Instead of stepping into the Jordan River with the faith that the waters would part before me.
然后不愿意凭着信心踏进约旦河，相信约旦河会因我的信心之步而分开。
And so God told me that He's always been waiting for me.
但神对我说，他一直在等我。
And in front of me, there are always two choices.
在我眼前总是有两个选择。
So it's like I'm always standing at a fork in the road.
好，怎么？
I'm always standing at a fork in the road.
Oh, 我通常都是站在两个岔路。
And then so one of the roads, one of the paths would be the path that I've always walked on.
然后这个岔路的一条路是我过去所时常行走的那条路。
And it's a path that I knew, and I had walked on for a long time, and it was, in some ways, you could say it was comfortable.
然后这是我过去所熟悉、所感到舒适的道路。
But I also knew that this path wouldn't take me where I was trying to go.
但是我也知道这条舒适的道路没有办法带我到我所想要去的地方。
And on the other hand, there was the second path that God was hoping I would walk.
然后在岔路的另外一条路是神所期望我走的那条路。
And it was a path that I hadn't traveled before, but He was telling me that if I had faith, then this path will take you where you need to go.
然后这条是我未曾走过的路，但神对我说，只要你有信心，这条路能够带你想要到的地方。
But the only way I would be able to walk that path is if I was willing to sacrifice some of the things that I had cared about most.
但是如果我要走神要我走的那条路，我必须先割舍我最在乎的事物。
And to change the way I lived my life.
我必须要改变我的生活。
And until I learned how to do that, then I would be the same way.
然后直到我，除非我学会了割舍我的过去，不然我还是会在原本的道路上行走。
But he warned me that if I kept waiting, eventually my body would be one of the ones that fell in the wilderness.
但神也不断提醒我说，如果我继续迟疑不做决定的话，我可能就像是那倒在旷野的以色列人。
So the second big push happened at this past CYSC in Cerritos.
然后神对我的第二把助力是去年在喜瑞都教会的社青灵恩会。
And I prayed during the event that God would show me that He is enough for me.
然后我向恳求说，求神让我以他为我的满足。
So that I would be able to, from my heart, let go of the things that blocked me from Him.And that I would know in my heart that there's nothing else I need besides Him.
因为我希望神，如果我的内心能够以神为满，感受到满足的话，我就能够割舍那些阻挡我亲近神的事物。
And so during that week, one of the hymns we sang was "I'd rather have Jesus."
所以在那个星期，我们所唱的赞美诗就是我宁有耶稣。
And that hymn really resonated with me as the way that I was hoping I would be able to live my life.
然后那一首诗歌的歌词不断的在我心里面回荡，鼓励着我，这就是我所想要追求的生活。
And so towards the end of the event, there was a fellowship.
所以在那一次，在那一次的聚会结束之前，我们有一个特别的团契聚会。
And I remember that what we were asked to do was we had two sticky notes, and on one sticky note, we would write a few words to describe the year that had passed.
然后呢，在那个团契聚会的时候呢，每个人手上有两个便利贴。在第一张便利贴上，我们要用几简单的字句写下我们过去的那一年。
And on the second sticky note, we were supposed to write a few words to describe what we hoped our next year would be.
然后在第二张便利贴上，我们要写下我们希望接下来这一年想要过的生活。
And so I don't remember what I wrote on the first sticky note.
我记不得我在第一张便利贴上所写下的字句。
But I remember on the second sticky note I wrote, I'd rather have Jesus.
但是我非常清楚地记得我在第二张便利贴上写着我宁愿有耶稣。
And so when I returned to school for my last semester,
所以当我回到学校过我大四的生活的时候，
I remember this distinct feeling that there was something different.
然后我可以清楚地感受到我的生活里面有很不一样的改变。
I didn't really understand what was happening, but I knew that something had changed.
我没有办法很确切地说到底什么不一样，但是我知道我的生命已经改变了。
But of course, now looking back, I know that it wasn't just happening then, but God had been molding me and shaping me and waiting for me many, many years.
然后但是当我回过头来看的时候，其实神不单只是在大四那一年来改变我，其实神在过去许多年来不断地在雕塑我，然后 在帮助我成为更好的人。
And what it felt like was, it was as though I'd been walking up a mountain for a very, very long time.
那种感觉就好像是我已经爬山爬了很久了。
And I had always been looking at the same kind of scenery.
然后每次爬山所看到的景象都是一样的。
But that year I began to level with the first peak.
然后在那一年，但是在那一年我爬上了第一个山峰。
And the things I could see around me were different.
然后在山顶上所看到的风景是不一样的。
And then one last push happened just this past summer during PMVP.
然后神对我最后第三个帮助我的那把力量是来自于今年暑假的志工班。
And my goal coming into the event was to know God better so that I would be able to love him more.
然后当时候我的目标是我要更加的认识神，所以我能够更爱主。
Because I felt like my love for him was lacking and that was the reason why I was often tempted.
因为我觉得说我不够，我爱神的心不够，所以我才会时常被引诱。
So during the Thursday evening of the first week, I was praying to God to show himself to me.
所以在第一个星期四的祷告当中，我求神向我显现。
I asked him to show himself to me through his word and through his spirit.
我求神用他的真理以及圣灵来向我显现。
And as I continued to pray, I prayed about how I might serve him in the future.
然后在我的祷告当中，我不再思考说我将来要如何侍奉神。
And I just felt like I really hoped I would be able to do something for him in the future.
因为我真的非常渴望将来能够为主做圣工。
Because I was thinking and I was reflecting and I was able to see that God had really blessed me so much in my life.
因为在祷告当中，我能够清楚明白神在我生命当中给我许多的恩典。
But as I continued to pray and as I continued to reflect, I realized that the most valuable thing that I have to give to him, which is my life, is really not worthy of him.
然后但是在我在越是深入的祷告，我越是明白，若是将我的生命奉献给神，其实是比不过神给我的那些福气恩典。
And it's not anywhere close to enough to even think of giving back to God.
因为献上自己的生命是似乎不足以回报神给我的大爱。
And so when I thought like this, it was sort of like God flipped a switch in my heart.And suddenly I was able to understand him better.
然后当我有这样的念头的时候，神改变了我的心意，然后我开始能够更清楚地明白认识神。
And it felt like I was truly able to catch just a small glimpse of who God really was.
我觉得我好像突然之间能够抓到明白说神是什么。
And I felt so small, and I felt like God was so awesome.
我觉得神是非常的大，非常的伟大，然后自己在神面前是非常的渺小。
And I felt incredibly unworthy and unclean.
我觉得我自己非常的不配，非常的不洁净。
And I felt like it was ridiculous that someone like me was able to even kneel down in front of him because he is the God of the universe.
然后我甚至觉得说，像我这样的人竟然能够跪在宇宙创造的主宰面前祷告，是不可思议的。
And it was amazing that I was able to pray to him, and all my life I was able to expect him to hear me and listen to me and care about me.
我甚至能够不断地向神祷告，并且相信知道神会垂听我这一辈子的祷告。
And I felt like I knew what maybe a little bit of what Isaiah felt like when he saw God sitting on a throne in heaven.
我那时候觉得自己就好像当年以赛亚先知看到神坐在那高高的宝座上的感受。
And I knew why he would say, "Woe is me," when he saw God.
我开始能够明白说为什么以赛亚先知会说祸哉祸哉，我看到神了。
Because I had always heard that, you know, God is the creator and God is great and awesome, but it was really only then that I knew from the bottom of my heart that these things are true of him.
然后我从小就听到的教育是神是大而可畏的神，但是在那次祷告当中，我才明白这些教导都是真的。
And I think knowing God like this clarified many things for me.
当我对神有如此的认识之后，在我的信仰上面有许多厘清了许多的想法与概念。
Because I knew that if I had this God with me, then I would have nothing to fear from anything in this world.
因为当我知道我有最伟大的神与我同在，那这世界上就没有让我能够感到恐惧的事物。
And if I knew that this God was with me, then it is impossible that I would dare to sin against him.
因为我知道只要神与我同在，我是不敢再犯罪得罪神的。
And I knew that to know God is the most precious thing that anybody might have.
然后我也学到说，能够认识神是世界上最珍贵的经验。
And that's why Paul declared all this world, all these worldly things rubbish compared to the surpassing greatness of knowing Christ.
这也就是为什么保罗视这世界如粪土，为的是要追求耶稣基督为珍宝的缘故。
And so, with all these things, I think God has really helped me to move forward.
然后因为神的在我生命当中推了这三把，大大的推了我三把的力，所以让我能够更加的亲近认识神。
And in the past month or so, following the event,
在上个月神训班志工班结束后，
I really feel like I've been able to go down that path that I was never able to before.
我发现我能够行走那条我未曾走过的路。
And that I was able to make that other choice, the right choice.
我发现我能够为主做出正确的决定。
And I know that I still have a long path ahead of me, but I'm sure that God will continue to guide me forward.
我知道我人生的道路还依旧相当的漫长，但是我知道神会亲手带领我走过。
And in the midst of all this, one verse that really stuck with me from the summer is,
而在此同时，有一段经文不在暑期间不断的鼓励我。
Is Isaiah chapter 30?
是以赛亚书三十章。
Isaiah chapter 30, verse 18.
以赛亚书三十章十八节。
Verse 18. Therefore, the Lord will wait that he may be gracious to you.And therefore he will be exalted that he may have mercy on you. For the Lord is a God of justice. Blessed are all those who wait for him. 19. For the people shall dwell in Zion at Jerusalem. You shall weep no more. He will be very gracious to you at the sound of your cry. When he hears it, he will answer you. 20. 20.
20节.
And though the Lord gives you the bread of adversity and the water of affliction, yet your teachers will not be moved into a corner anymore. But your eyes shall see your teachers. 21.
21节.
Your ears shall hear a word behind you saying, this is the way, walk in it. Whenever you turn to the right hand or whenever you turn to the left.
22.
You will also defile the covering of your images of silver and the ornament of your molded images of gold. You will throw them away as an unclean thing. You will say to them, get away. So I think that these verses have really come to fulfillment in my life.
然后我觉得这一段经文不断地在鼓励我。
Because God has waited for me.
因为神不断地在等待我。
And he has given me grace and mercy.
然后神也不断地赐恩惠怜悯给我。
And through his power and his spirit, I've been able to tear down the idols that were in my heart.
透过神圣灵的大能，我也能够移除我心里面的偶像。
And I've been able to see how he can really transform someone.
然后我也能够清楚看到神如何来变化更新我的生命。
And so even though I may not have experienced any visions or dreams or great healing, but I would consider the change that happened inside of me a greater miracle than those.
虽然我们有经历重大意外蒙恩或者是异梦异象, 但是我相信神对我生命的改变就是我生命最大的奇迹。
This concludes my testimony. May all the glory, honor, and praise be unto God's holy name.
见证到此, 愿一切尊贵荣耀归给天上的真神。
Amen.
Amen.